been with my dude for 20 years, and I'm very, very disrespectful.
Wait a minute. Stop. Hold on. You've been with this dude. Y'all married?
Yeah, married for 20 years.
And you know you disrespectful?
Since 1995, yeah.
She know the year she started being disrespectful. Come on now, you know that ain't right. Is he not doing his job as a man? Is he not performing well in bed?
Here's the thing. My husband is the greatest man on earth. Like, women would probably love to be with him. I mean, the to work, he come home, he take care of kids, he don't go out, he don't have no friends but two. He don't even mess with them. But he's still a sometimes. You know how sometimes they say guys have periods? Okay, guys have periods. I don't know if you want to say he a lesbian, but guys do have sometimes between their legs.
Wait a minute. Y'all just going too far this morning. Wait a minute. First of all, you've been with this dude for 20 years. You say he take care of the house, he take care of the kids,
everything.
He take care of you. Out of just all that, just the respect you get, you can't call him out his name. You know, if he have a bad day, you supposed to just be there, okay, baby boy having a bad day. Let me just continue to love him the way his woman's supposed to love him. But if he's handling all his business, you talking about he done shunned his friends for you. He all about his family.
But one, okay, just like the young lady last conversation, like my dude, if I get into, well, they tell me I'm the man in my relationship. Because if I get into it with somebody, I'm going down. I'm like rocking. Like if he get into it with somebody, I'm going to beat the shit out the dude. Like my dude, he'll probably be like, he'll come to me and be like, you need to shut the fuck up. Instead of going to the dude and saying like, don't say shit to my wife or woo woo woo, he'll come to me and say, shut the fuck up, and then try to get me to leave or tell me to shut the fuck up instead of defending me and say, same this is my wife, you ain't finna disrespect her, woo woo woo. He come to me like, shut the fuck up, like, what the fuck? I don't understand.
Well, baby girl, maybe you with the wrong dude. If you were the dude, they're gonna be telling you to shut your mouth. No, you say he is the right guy.
Yeah, he is the right guy. I mean,
well, I'm confused.
If you know the dude, he is like the ideal.
But you said your dude is the kind of. But you said your dude is gonna tell you to be quiet when you, if you got a confrontation with another dude, like you need to shut up and we need to move out.
I didn't got into it like with a couple of guys. Okay, let's just say I'm the rocker. So, I'm going out.
Okay, okay. No, you know what? I understand what this is. See, what it is, you one of them people that like to talk. And he already know he was a talker. So, he just trying to say, hey, baby,
just bring it back
a little bit.
I'm not the talker. That's the thing. I'm going to talk and then I'm going to bust your ass. I'm going to say about two fucking words to you and then I'm hitting.
What hood you
I'm from? Corpus. I'm from Corpus Christi.
They get down like that in Corpus Christi?
They act the fool. So, here's the thing. Like, I go off. I fight dudes all the time. I don't even fight women no more because women ain't even in my caliber. So, that's out the question. So, me getting into it with a woman, I make a woman feel so small. A bitch don't even want to, you know, touch me or fight or whatever. A dude, you know, y'all swift. Y'all got that swift mouth, and y'all need a swift woman to put y'all in the check.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
All I'm saying is the Scorpio that I am.
Oh, okay, okay. I get it now. You're a Scorpio.
And these dudes out here is not a real man.
Okay, is your man a real man then?
Of course. I've been with him 20 years.
Yeah, but you say sometimes he got some like tendencies.
I'm going to say dudes have tendencies. That's what y'all do. I mean, y'all may not want to say it. Y'all may not admit it. But y'all have tendencies. I mean, you could be the greatest guy, but have tendencies. I mean, you can take care of your bills. You can come home. You can not go out, but you can still have tendencies if they come out. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Like, do you at least love that? But you love your man.
I love the out of mine.
Okay. All right.
And he ain't going nowhere. See, I don't have to worry about a dude. I don't worry about lesbians, wannabe men, wannabe women, or just try both of them, or whatever is out there right now. I don't worry about that. Like I said, I've been rocking mines 20 years. I can leave a room with the baddest in the room. I'm not going to worry about this looking at this. Because I don't know if y'all remember these back in the day when the pimps used to tell you to look down straight to the feet and know these by their feet. That's my. He don't know these colors by their feet.
No, you did not just do pimp talk on the radio. You did not just do pimp talk.
I'm just saying.
Hold up, man. Got too real in the room. I respect
my
your gangster.
My nigga gonna look at your shoes and he gonna tell you what kind of shoes you got instead of your fucking hairdo in your face. He couldn't tell you care less how you look. But when he look at them shoes and I ask him, what the that on? He can tell me. But he ain't gonna tell me how she look.
I'm through, man. Hey.
I just want to say shout out to me. My name is Lil Bit.
All right,
my birthday is on Halloween.
Well, have a
I'm
good
about
birthday,
to have
Lil
a birthday
Bit.
Party. I hope to see y'all there.
We scared.
Y'all have a good one. I'm not for the play with y'all. I just had to comment on the little thing. I love out my husband. Like I said, I've been rocking with him for 20 years. I ain't going nowhere. But let a bitch or a come up in this face, and I promise you, with everything I love, they will get smashed.
All right, Lil Bit. Too much gangsterism for one morning, baby. We know
no,
how you do.
No, not gangster, just real. Y'all have a good one.